Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Thursday, the 24th of February, 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours. And God, I woke up excited this morning. So the HTC Charger and Salsa have got UK release dates. They've been revealed thanks to a bit of a slip-up, perhaps, by Expansys. They're coming on the 17th of June, allegedly, and the Expansys date coincides nicely with HTC's official line, which is that they'll be here in quarter two. So there you go. If you want to ignore them completely, make sure you do it on the 17th of June. And the HTC Flyer is coming about the same kind of time. There's no exact date on those, but a German website's leaked to pricing for it. They've got it at £423 or €499, which seems probably about right. But Amazon is still listing it in Germany for pre-orders at €669. That's 563 quid, which I think is probably a little bit over the top. Talking about over the top, Blockbuster Video's for sale. Yes, if you've got a pound coin stuck somewhere down in the sofa, then you can buy the American chain Blockbuster. They're saying that they want bids starting at $290 million, which I think is a little bit steep, when they've got $1 billion of debt that you're going to have to absorb at the same time. Could be a tad overpriced, fellas. Stick it on eBay. Maybe you'll get a bit more. Live Sport is coming to YouTube. There's already European Football League matches taking place, and the US is talking about having NBA on there and NHL as well as. Google's Director of Content Partnership for Asia says that there's other stuff going on across the Pan-American and East Asian sports front. There's tons of stuff coming, but there'll probably be a bit of restriction as to where you can watch it and where you can't. Buffalo Technology has released the new USB 3.0 Drive Station Duo and Quad. It's a multi-drive system that is billed as high-performance multimedia external hard drive designed for demanding users, unquote. Snappy chaps. Yes, it's just an enclosure and there's no word on price on it, and it does RAID or it does individual drives, which looks very nice and all that kind of stuff. And it's got USB 3.0. However, Lightpeak is going to be announced today, they reckon, as Thunderbolt, and it'll be in the new MacBook Pros immediately after that. So I think USB 3.0 could be a pretty short-lived format. Talking of short-lived formats, The Daily is coming to Android this spring. Yes, apparently it's definitely coming out in Q2. You'll be able to get the old magazine format on the newest piece of technology, providing of course that your tablet's got Honeycomb on it. If your provider's not updated it, then you ain't getting nothing. Sprint has issued a teaser that's not exactly a tease. They said, wouldn't it be great to have your phone integrated with your home game console like the Xbox? Come back on February the 24th and find out. Well, unless I've missed something here, that's got to be Windows Phone 7 is going to come to Sprint, because I can't think of any other phone operating system that's going to integrate with your Xbox. I could be wrong, of course. Mark Zuckerberg has got his own comic. Yes, he is a comic book superhero. He's now got a comic that's been written by freelance writer Jerome Maeder, and he says that it's a far fairer representation of the real person that Mark Zuckerberg is, and far better than the idiot that's in David Fincher's film. We'll have to wait and see. But apparently, Mark Zuckerberg's sister's seen the film, and she isn't too unhappy about it. JVC has released the GX-TD1. It's a full HD 3D camera. It looks very nice and it's got a twin lens on the front and all that kind of stuff. It does 1080i and it's got a 64GB internal flash memory with an SDXC card slot. There's also a 3.5-inch touch panel on it and the rest is all pretty much samey. It's going to cost you $1,599, so it's not cheap. And for the same amount of money, you could buy an awful lot of green goose eggs. Yes, green goose eggs are going to sweep San Francisco in the coming months. They're little tiny eggs that have got radio transmitters in them at 915 megahertz, and they've also got MEMS accelerometers in them. And what you do is you attach them to your toothbrush, your car, your water bottle, your bicycle, and you carry on with your daily life. As you go around doing things, you get various points that are accrued through the signal that's being sent back through the green egg. And you play a role-play game on the internet. I don't get this at all. Each egg costs you about $4 and you can get a starter pack on February the 28th for $24. If you can understand what this is about, you're going to have to go to Engadget and look, because for the life of me, I don't get it. The PlayStation Move has been hacked to track the Earth's rotation. Some clever boffins down at PABR Technologies have recently combined the controller with a turntable and a whole load of other things and created a Copernatron, which is apparently a device that's capable of finding the geographic north and determining the latitude and measuring the rotation of the Earth. I can't get the damn thing to track even after calibration with the Move. How the hell have they done that? That's amazing. And finally, Arcade have released the Stealth Table. It's a very high-end, crazy design, allegedly, that gives you a tabletop arcade. It's $3,300. And what I want to know is, who the hell pays $3,300 for a table you can't even get your legs under? Yes, I won't be buying that. If you've got a story in Arnold to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back again tomorrow with a roundup of the previous 24 hours news as normal. And don't forget, we'll be here for Bagel Broadcast Friday. So there'll be the photo show at 11 o'clock, there'll be the Mac show at 1 o'clock, and then finally there'll be the big show at 10 p.m. Come and join us live through our website at bageltechnews.com. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.